Just in Time Devotionals, Series Challenge in Faith, A Call for Difference, 1 Kings 19, 1. I believe that God is there in the Bible, that they were written there to teach us something, to open our understanding, so that we could realize the movement of God in certain processes of the life of the human being, processes that are repeated over and over again. Unfortunately, if we do not learn from them, the result will always be the same, because we decide to ignore the truth and on purpose by letting certain things pass that it is necessary that we do not let them pass, but that we resolve them in the opportune time. I want to talk to you about a man named Elijah. I'm beginning a series today so that we can discover some important points in this man's life. How God operated in him. How it is more important to learn to act than to react. The importance of learning to rest in the Lord's timing and to have the character to say no and to say yes. So we will study the story or part of the story of this man in a crucial moment in his life and how he faced it and where God took him based on what he lived. Maybe we will feel identified with what this man lived. We could say it is similar to what I'm living today. However, it is my prayer that the Lord will make us understand for this time what we need to understand and not keep repeating the story over and over and over again. Will you join me in this series? I hope so. 1 Kings chapter 19. That's where we are going to work this series. And I beg you, a little patience, and that you give me your ear and your full attention, because as I share with you from the Word, I know that God is going to show you what you need to understand. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1 says the following: Ahab gave Jezebel the news of all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Who was Elijah? He was a normal man. He was not a superhero. He did not come from Krypton nor from other side of the universe. He was a normal man who had been chosen by God for a specific function and develop a specific work in the midst of the people of Israel and in the midst of a season where people of Israel were going through a spiritual crisis, a complicated crisis, because there in the midst of those situations, they had no direction. Beginning with a king named Ahab, whose marriage of convenience became a negative influence on the people, leading them to complete perdition. When God had declared himself God for the people had strayed behind other gods. The spiritual condition of Israel was not the best. So God decides to raise up this man to do the work of being his voice in the midst of a people. Now God used Elijah in a spectacular way. Imagine getting to say, it is not going to rain because of my word. It's not going to rain for a while, and the rain stops. And then pray and say, it's going to rain again, and it's going to rain again. Tell me if that's not something supernatural, if that's not something extraordinary. Now, it wasn't something that Elijah said just because I'm pretentious and I don't want it to rain and it's just not going to rain. No, they were orders given by. Let's remember that Elijah had a communion with God, and everything that Elijah said was permitted by God and even sent by God in order to show his power over the people and his support for this man. However, Elijah understood that his main purpose was not just to do miracles among the people, but to establish order, to bring order to the people, in other words, to bring the people to true repentance and even to turn to God wholeheartedly and not just from appearances. My beloved friends, I have learned through life that order precedes blessings, and in order to enter into order, we need to know what is in disorder. Before God orders our life, He needs to show us what is in disorder. Usually, we don't like that. We like to think that we have a God of love and mercy, but no, a God who disciplines and confronts us, who makes us see what our mistakes are so that we can arrive at a correction. Correction we don't like, because among other things, thinking that we are right is what makes us feel that we are right, but no. Now, a God who disciplines and confronts us, who makes us see what our mistakes are so that we can arrive at correction. We don't like correction. We don't like correction. Thinking that we are doing the right things and that because God loves us, we have earned heaven. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So Elijah came as an instrument of God to bring order to the people, and simply for the people not to accommodate that. Yes, God is in our midst, and yes, Elijah, you have power. You are a super prophet. But no, there's something else. There is something else, and that is we need to turn to God wholeheartedly. I can enjoy miracles of God, but the fact that I enjoy and see glimpses of the miracles of God does not guarantee that I am in God. I put it this way: I am Colombian and I go to the United States or Mexico or Venezuela or another country. I can widely enjoy the goodness of that country, the good things that are seen there. And as a foreigner, I enjoy certain benefits and I enjoy them, but I can never enjoy the benefit of what is resident in that place or what is a citizen of that place. You see, I enjoy good benefits and I can enjoy them, but they will never be better than the benefit that the citizens of that place have, starting by saying, I am a citizen of, so I could not demand in the United States the same benefits that an American has. Why? Because I'm Colombian. Do I understand? In the same way it happens with the kingdom of God, I can ask God to heal me. Glory to God if He heals me. I can throughout my life enjoy benefits that God can give me. He supplied me because He is the provider. But I can never demand from God the benefit that only He has for His children, for those who are citizens in the kingdom. And how do I become a citizen of the kingdom of God? Well, in the kingdom of God, He is King. Christ is King. And He is Lord and Savior of my life. I am dependent on the kingdom, on the King, dependent on that kingdom. I am voluntarily subject to His will. He directs my life just as I depend on Him. He sustains me. But I am also responsible for certain things that I have to fulfill. They are great benefits and promises that God has given in His word that are only for those who are part of the kingdom, for those who have opened their heart to Jesus and He is in their life. Otherwise, some promises will just be a little enjoyment for those who come as a stranger, those who say, I sympathize with the word, but I haven't made up my mind yet. God have mercy on me. Yes, sure, there is another chance, but I never take the step to become part of that kingdom through an acknowledgement of my sins and through repentance. This was what was happening with the people of Israel. Yes, God is with us. He is God. But we also have Baal. We also have Ashtaroth. We also have my mom. We also have this one and that one, because they had a passive king who said yes to everything. His wife, called Jezebel, who was a sorcerer and therefore a full-time manipulative, controlling, who had said God is not as important as our gods. So the people of Israel went astray. And we know then, under that scenario, that Elijah Job was not going to be easy, but he had all the backing of heaven, and he needed the character to face every situation, and of course he did. But until he reached a turning point, a breaking point in his life, that led him to come to his senses, to see the goodness of the Lord, but also to have a confrontation of those things, perhaps unfinished in his life, that he had not resolved, and which later became the argument that the enemy used to fill him with fear, guilt, resignation, and the desire to die. All this happened in Elijah's life. Of course it did. And this is where we begin the series, because perhaps, as I told you at the beginning, you might feel confronted or identify with this man. These are things that happen in life, but they don't just happen, especially when you belong to God and God is working in your life. Remember that the book of Philippians says in chapter 1, "He who began a good work in you must perfect it, and that work begin and perfection," indicates processes, indicates times, indicates moments, so that it leads us to a clear understanding of what it is, the purpose, the life to which God calls us, and we walk in that life that God determined for us. So seeing this spiritual crisis, Elijah begins to straighten the path of the people and begins with the altar of worship, the place where everyone should gather to offer worship to God. And there he realizes that the altar of God, what had been made for God, was destroyed, but the altar to the other idol was well cared for. Starting there, that spiritual neglect of the place of intimacy is where it all begins. You want to be effective in prayer, so you go to the private with God. Remember when Jesus said, "When you pray, go into your room and close the door." That's what the altar symbolizes. How is not like you are going to take 50 smooth stones from the river and arrange them from the bottom up, and then you are going to light the fire there and sacrifice a lamb. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the altar of your heart, that space where God takes first place, and that you have designed for God to dwell there and make him a priority in your life. That's what I'm talking about. When Elijah got to that altar, he realized that God was not a priority. My beloved friends, when God is not a priority in our life, anything replaces him. So if I want to see God's blessing, if I want to move forward, I first have to establish another priorities in life. And who is my priority? Who is the one that should occupy the first place in my life? It is God. If it's not God, everything else falls. Look, Paul said in this way, "No one can lay any other foundation than the one that is already laid, which is Jesus Christ." A foundation is very important for what we are going to build later. If your foundation is not Christ, which is the rock, the one that gives us stability, the eternal one, everything that we build under the foundation that is not Christ will fall, because in the end God will put it to the test. And the only test, look how tremendous this is, the only thing that stands the true test of God's faith is that which is established, that which sustain, and that which is built on the right foundation. And the right foundation is his son, Jesus Christ. This is tremendous. Everything that is built on another foundation, the fire of the test will cause it to fall, because it will not be secure foundation. You see? So Elijah had to bring order, and he started with the altar. Today in this Syrian that we are beginning, I want to ask you, if God begins to search your life so that you stop enjoying the goodness of a person who is a foreigner and become a citizen, if God is going to be your entrance exam, the first thing that God is going to look for in your life is who occupies the first place in you. Who are you going to worship? Who do you owe? What would you do to say, I belong to the kingdom of God, but I'm still doing my will? We are contradicting ourselves because we are not going to depend on God. So let the first thing God is going to look at is the first thing Elijah looked at. Where is the altar of God? And if it is half built, half torn down, half abandoned, you know what your condition is like. That's where it all starts. Let us pray. Father, I thank you. I thank you for these words and this beginning of this wonderful series to which you lead us. Help us to discern, Lord, what you have for us with clarity, and that through this series we might discover those things that we simply do not see, but it is necessary to see them. Father, it is good to enjoy your goodness as a stranger, but it's much better to be children. There everything changes, Lord. Help us to understand this with clarity, and may it be a time to make the right decisions, to stop living for what this world offers and live for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Today I speak to you, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always comes just in time. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, to go YouTube and look for devotionals just in time. Click on subscribe, click on the little bell, and give like to the videos of this devotional today to be recommended to many more people. Do not forget to recommend them to others. This is a word that can save the lives of many, and God wants to use you to do it. I wanted to invite you to visit our social network on Instagram. You can find me as Pastor Elias HC, and also on Instagram we have found as devotional just in time. Follow us there. If you are in Barranquilla, remember to visit Worship and Revival Centra, Calla Church, in the Race 49, number 72148. And if you are in Santa Marta, remember to visit us in the event hall Atenas on the Avenue Students every Sunday at 5 p.m. A big hug and blessings.